poor Billy. The Thomas family, including 9 children, crossed the plains by wagon in 1851. At the summit of the Blue Mountains in Oregon, they laid over a day at Emigrant Springs to rest the stock. The men worked on the wagons, making necessary repairs and tightening the wheel rims in anticipation of the long descent to the rocky Columbia Plateau. The women made bread as they waited for the big tubs of wash water to heat over the open fires. The children ran around yelling and playing a game of tag. Nancy Thomas spread a quilt in the sunshine and laid her youngest child, 1-year-old Billy, on it. She busied herself kneading dough, occasionally glancing from her work, as mothers will do, to check on little Billy. Her private thoughts were interrupted by a scream from one of the women. Nancy instinctively looked towards Billy and was terrified to see a mountain lion standing over the quilt. The cat opened its mouth, scooped up Billy, and bounded away. The men grabbed their rifles and gave chase. At the entrance to a cave, the cat dropped Billy and turned to face its pursuers. The mountain lion, which proved to be a female with 2 kittens in the cave, was shot. Billy was safe. Although his clothing had been torn and there were teeth marks in his soft skin, he never even cried. In later years, Bill Thomas became district judge of Wrangell, Alaska. You've been listening to Writing the West. The stories and poetry in this podcast are by Rick Stieber and appear in books by him. Log on to www.rickstieberauthor.com to find out more. This program was produced by Michael Messner by permission of the author. Special thanks to Michael Tucker, Rachel Pulliam, and Art Shingler. Thank you for listening.